European leaders and U.S. allies showed unity against his threats to take Greenland, from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who promised an unflinching response.
The point is that the world has changed permanently, and we need to change with it.
To French President Emmanuel Macron.
It's as well a shift towards a world without rules, where international law is trampled underfoot, and where the only law that seems to matter is that of the strongest, and imperial ambitions are resurfacing.
And then there was Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who carried a much starker message, that Canada and others could no longer pretend the old world order, a U.S.-led world order, was still functioning. He began his speech in French. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
Today I will talk about a rupture in the world order. The end of a pleasant fiction and the beginning of a harsh reality, where geopolitics, where the large main power geopolitics is submitted to no limits, no constraints.
He went on to say in English that middle powers like Canada could no longer afford to be part of this fiction that had provided public good, open sea lanes, a stable financial system, collective security.
More recently, great powers have begun using economic integration as weapons. Tariffs as leverage, financial infrastructure as coercion, supply chains as vulnerabilities to be exploited. You cannot live within the lie of mutual benefit through integration when integration becomes the source of your subordination.